Meyer, the Senate passes a long-delayed $19 billion disaster relief bill for areas of the South hit by hurricanes, flood-ravaged parts of the Midwest, California fire victims, and Puerto Rico, which continues to struggle from Hurricane Maria. Democrats signed on only after $4.5 billion meant to help at the border with Mexico was stripped from the bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We expect the bill will pass the House, and the president, despite his protestations, will sign the bill. He will have not much choice.
Three people are dead. A number of others have been hurt after tornadoes slammed into four Missouri towns, including the state capital, Jefferson City. Leisha McCain says she didn't have much time to react to the storm that wrecked her home.
Within 2 seconds, the side of my house was gone. So I started waking people up saying, come on, get up, we're being hit. I ran in the room where my granddaughter was. It took Sheila over her because the house was going so fast.
Another tornado outside Golden City killed three people last night. Following yesterday's failed meeting on infrastructure, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this today, wondering if President Trump is fit to serve.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi says she thinks the White House is crying out for impeachment. Later today, during an event to announce $16 billion in aid to farmers hurt by the tariff war with China, Trump had this to say about the speaker.
No, I saw her read it perfectly, just the way she said it. It's a very, very sort of a nasty type statement.
Meanwhile, the president also added a nickname.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department has secured a grand jury indictment charging WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with 18 counts of espionage for making public secret documents containing the names of confidential military and diplomatic sources. Assistant Attorney General John Demers, the Justice Department's top national security official, says Assange is no journalist.
Responsible actor, journalist or otherwise, would purposely publish the names of individuals he or she knew to be confidential human sources in war zones.
Assange's lawyer says the charges against his client imperil all journalists in their endeavor to inform the public about actions that have been taken by the U.S. government. The so-called American Taliban, who was captured as he fought with the Taliban in 2001 in Afghanistan, John Walker Lind, has been released from a federal prison in Indiana. Lind left the federal penitentiary in Terre Haute after getting time off for good behavior from the 20-year sentence that he received. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.